All right. And then somebody else, you know, asked this question, I guess later in their adult life, it turned out that their mother became a just full blown sodomite. Their mother just became a total lesbian or whatever. And they said, hey, should I have contact with her, or should I just completely just cut her off or just keep her at arm's length? You know, I would say that anybody who is a full blown sodomite, I don't care if it, in the words of, I heard a preacher say one time, I don't care if your Siamese twins are queer, you ought to kill them anyhow, you know? So, and I, you know, I just have to say amen to that. Obviously we don't believe in violence or killing people, but, you know, yeah, if your Siamese twins are queer, it's time to get that separation surgery. So, I don't care if they're family. I don't care what family member they are. I would have nothing to do with a full-blown sodomite. Any thoughts? Or you? I mean, what else is there to say on that one, right?
Yeah, I agree. on that point, maybe I could throw a question out here. I preached on this verse before, but in Luke, I think it's 14:26, where it says, dealing with family members, that could be reprobate. I personally believe that that's what that verse is talking about, where it talks about if you hate not your father, mother, and it goes down the line. I've kind of looked at it that way, that there's like two different situations. As far as most cases, it's you should love God more than your family members, right? So that's where you know, unless you love God more, if you love your father, mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. But then there are cases where, what if they're a reprobate and you're not willing to hate, you know, that person, because we shouldn't love those that hate the Lord. I've kind of looked at it that way. But I'm just kind of thinking about that as you're talking about like a family member being a reprobate. Obviously we should not love them, even though, you know, the Bible teaches us that we should love our brothers, we should love, you know, our wives and all that stuff. So I don't know, what's your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I think that concept, what you're saying right there in the New Testament, is backed up completely in the Old Testament. I mean, look at the law with, you know, if you've got even a family member that's going around trying to proselytize and go make you join into some other religion and go worship some false god, that you're not supposed to take pity on them and you're not supposed to just love them more, you know, than God when they're trying to damn you and others to hell and your family. That,
but you're referring to a passage that's talking about people basically committing a crime that was worthy of death under that system in the Mosaic law, and he said even if it's your family member, you know, then thy eye should not pity them, right?
Right, that's my point. That's what I'm saying. I think that holds water, you know, consistently throughout the scripture, because he's talking about the New Testament scripture of, you know, hating your family in regard to being a reprobate over the Lord, right? Like, I think it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually a really good point. I like that.